Chapter 60, The Seven Seals, or the Yea and Amen Lay. Segment 1. If I be a diviner, and fool of the divining spirit, which wanders on high mountain ridges, twixt two seas, wanders twixt the past and the future as a heavy cloud, hostile to sultry plains, and to all that is weary, and can neither die nor live. Ready for lightning in its dark bosom, and for the redeeming flash of light, charged with lightnings which say yea, which laugh yea, ready for defining flashes of lightning. Blessed, however, is he who is thus charged, and verily, long must he hang like a heavy tempest on the mountain, who shall one day kindle the light of the future. Oh, how could I not be ardent for eternity? And for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of the return. Never yet have I found the woman by whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love. For I love you, O eternity. For I love you, O eternity. Segment 2. If ever my wrath has burst graves, shifted landmarks, or rolled old shattered tables into precipitous depths, if ever my scorn has scattered moldered words to the winds, and if I have come like a besom to cross spiders, and as a cleansing wind to old charnel houses, if ever I have sat rejoicing where old gods lie buried, world-blessing, world-loving, beside the monuments of old-world maligners, for even churches and God's grave do I love, if only heaven looks through their ruined roofs with pure eyes. Gladly do I sit like grass and red poppies on ruined churches. Oh, how could I not be ardent for eternity and for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of the return? Never yet have I found the woman by whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love, for I love you, O eternity. For I love you, O eternity. Segment 3. If ever a breath has come to me of the creative breath and of the heavenly necessity which compels even chances to dance star dances, if ever I have laughed with the laughter of the creative lightning, to which the long thunder of the deed flows, grumbling but obediently, if ever I have played dice with the gods at the divine table of the earth, so that the earth quaked and ruptured and snorted forth fire streams, for a divine table is the earth, and trembling with new creative dictums and dice casts of the gods. Oh, how could I not be ardent for eternity and for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of the return? Never yet have I found the woman by whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love. For I love you, O eternity. For I love you, O eternity. Segment 4. If ever I have drunk a full draught of the foaming spice and confection bowl in which all things are well mixed, if ever my hand has mingled the furthest with the nearest, fire with spirit, joy with sorrow, and the harshest with the kindest, if I myself am a grain of the saving salt which makes everything in the confection bowl mix well, for there is a salt which unites good and evil, and even the evilest is worthy, as spicing and as final overfoaming. Oh, how could I not be ardent for eternity and for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of the return? Never yet have I found the woman by whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love, for I love you, O eternity, for I love you, O eternity. Segment 5. If I be fond of the sea, and all that is sea-like, and the fondest of it when it angrily contradicts me, if the exploring delight be in me, which impels sails to the undiscovered, if the seafarer's delight be in my delight, if ever my rejoicing is called out, the shore has vanished, now has fallen from me the last chain, the boundless roars around me, far away sparkle for me space and time, well, cheer up, old heart. Oh, how could I not be ardent for eternity and for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of return? Never yet have I found the woman by whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love. For I love you, O eternity. For I love you, O eternity. Segment 6. If my virtue be a dancer's virtue, and if I have often sprung with both feet into golden emerald rapture, if my wickedness be a laughing wickedness, at home among rose banks and hedges of lilies. For in laughter is all evil present, but it is sanctified and absolved by its own bliss. And if it be my Alpha and Omega, that everything heavy shall become light, every body a dancer, and every spirit a bird, and verily, that is my Alpha and Omega. Oh, how could I not be ardent for eternity, and for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of the return? Never yet have I found the woman by whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love. For I love you, O eternity. For I love you, O eternity. Segment 7. If ever I have spread out a tranquil heaven above me, and have flown into mine own heaven with mine own pinions, if I have swum playfully in profound, luminous distances, and if my freedom's avian wisdom has come to me, thus, however, speaks avian wisdom. Lo, there is no above and no below. Throw yourself about, outward, backward, you light one. Sing, speak no more. Are not all words made for the heavy? Do not all words lie to the light ones? Sing, speak no more. Oh, how could I not be ardent for eternity, and for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of the return? Never yet have I found the woman by whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love. For I love you, O eternity. For I love you, O eternity.